is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Surprise.
Surprise?
And where are you going?
I was just...
Sneaking out?
No, I wasn't sneaking out.
This way is sneaking, that way is breakfast.
I was going to call Ab.
I call him. Ab!
Yes, ma'am.
Breakfast is ready.
What are we having?
Something new I cooked.
Uh-oh. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Pray tell me, where are you sneaking to?
I was sneaking. I was going to call Mr. Douglas.
It's too late. I already caught him.
Oh.
The kitchen is that way.
Miss Douglas, look.
Darling, look. Isn't this a miracle?
It depends on who laid it.
Alice!
Then it's no miracle.
It is. It's the first egg she laid in a week.
I didn't know that.
We kept it from you. We didn't want to worry you.
I don't think I'd have been worried.
Why, that's nice. After the way she worried about you when you were sick.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I bet you never thanked her for the get-well card she sent you.
Alice, look how happy she is. For a whole week, she was very worried. Every day of her life, she laid an egg. Then all of a sudden, somebody pulled the rug out from under her.
What was wrong with her?
Her egg maker was on the blink.
Her egg maker?
Yes, hers wasn't making it, so we took her to Dr. Stewart.
Dr. Stewart?
We'd have told you, but we didn't want to worry you.
I wouldn't have worried.
She worried about you when you were sick.
Oh, yes, I know. She sent me a get-well card.
You ever thank her?
Oh, Ab.
Darling, don't yell at Ab. He's the one who saved Alice.
I thought you said Doc Stewart saved her.
He gave her up, but Ab fixed Alice's egg maker so it was making again.
How did you do that?
I'm sorry. But it ain't ethical for a doctor to discuss a patient's problems with an outsider.
That happens to be my chicken. Oh.
Well, in that case, I guess it would be all right with the American Medical Association.
I'm sure that it would.
All I did was change her diet. I took her off hotcakes.
Lisa, you haven't been feeding that chicken hotcakes.
Yes.
Well, no wonder her egg maker went on the blink.
Well, don't worry. We won't have it anymore.
No, no more hotcakes.
No.
Here, here.
Don't get carried away till you find out what we're going to have instead.
There you are. You're instead of hotcakes.
What is it?
Guess.
The hubcap of a 1929 Essex?
I don't know how to make those.
Well, then I'm stuck.
It's an Italian pancake.
An Italian?
You probably know it by its American name. A pizza.
A pizza?
I scraped off the anchovies and the mushrooms. That's the dinner part. Unless, of course, you want the anchovies and the mushrooms for breakfast, and then you can have the pancake for dinner.
Lisa, I'd rather we just went back to hotcakes.
And ruin Alice's egg maker?
Lisa, nobody eats anything like this for breakfast.
Oh, boy, my favorite breakfast. It's great pizza.
Yum, yum.
Oh, don't worry, I'll fix. Here's another one for you, darling.
I don't think that,
I'll get it.
I'll get it!
But what about your Italian pancake?
Sweetheart, you glue the anchovies and the mushrooms back on, and I'll eat it for Columbus Day breakfast.
I don't think they can hear us. You better wheel on around the back.
You wheel them around the back. I wheeled them all the way over here.
No, ain't that a fine thing? Here we are on an errand of mercy, and you keep an account about who's wheeling what where.
Well, my back is just about had it.
Oh, Mr. Ziffel, what do you have here?
Well, Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry to disturb you, but we got a mighty sick pig on our hands.
Oh.
You know Doris.
Fred, will you stop lumping me in with your pig?
Oh, Mr. Ziffel, Mrs. Ziffel, something wrong?
Yeah, Arnold's sick.
Oh, the poor thing.
He's been shivering and shaking that way all night long.
Just like his pappy did before he moved on to that big pig pen in the sky.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna happen to Arnold. Where's Eb?
Inside, finishing his scraped pizza.
You see? They have him for breakfast, and they're from New York.
Well, I don't care where he's from. We need Eb to make Arnold better.
Eb, what about Doc Stewart?
Well, we'd rather have Eb. Would you mind calling him?
Eb?
You know, Eb fixed Arnold up. He's pretty good with pigs.
But if it is his egg maker, Eb can fix it.
His what?
Honey, pigs don't have egg makers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, Eb, take a look at Arnold, will you?
How long's he been shaking and shivering this way?
All night long.
He's got a hot snoot. He's been suffering from lassitudinousness.
He's been lassitudinousing all over the place.
Aha! Uh-huh. It's a shim shams.
What's that?
I ain't got no time for medical explanations. Somebody boil some hot water.
I do it.
You get a pail.
Yeah, right away.
Mr. Ziffel, you run into Drucker's and get a bottle of Sawyer soothing syrup.
I'm on my way.
Mr. Douglas, you wheel a patient into the barn.
Yeah, I'll get him into the... What are you talking about?
I gotta keep sterile.
Saved Arnold's life, huh?
I guess so.
You guess so? Mr. and Mrs. Ziffer said that Ab saved Arnold from going to the big playpen in the sky.
Big pen in the sky.
Well, wherever he didn't go, the Ziffers were very happy.
Oh, that Eb. He sure got away with animals. Doc Stewart always said he should have been a vet.
A vet what?
A veterinarian.
Oh, that kind of a vet what. But if he made such a good one, why isn't he?
He has to go to college.
Why?
To be a veterinarian, you've got to have a diploma.
Just like a doctor that treats people.
Oh, well, people's doctor I can understand, because people go to the office and look at the diploma, but animals never.
Well,
when did you hear the next part of it?
When Ab fixed up Alice, she didn't look for his diploma, and neither did Arnold when Ab saved him from the shiver-shake-shim-shams.
Well,
I don't think she's finished.
Now, if Ab needs a diploma, he should go to college so he can become a vegetarian.
I think he'd rather become a veterinarian.
Well, whatever. Why doesn't he?
I don't think he can afford to.
Well, if he can't, I know who can.
Why should we send Eb to college?
What would have happened if your father had said that to you?
He didn't.
Well, that proves it.
Proves what?
Your father was nicer than you are.
College can be pretty expensive.
How expensive? Mink-coat expensive or saber-coat expensive?
Mink.
But then why don't we send Ab to college instead?
Instead of what?
You buying me a mink coat.
I wasn't going to buy you a mink coat.
Well, then you certainly can afford to send Ab to college.
Lisa.
Although, if I go to visit Ab in college, it wouldn't be nice if I would go without a mink coat.
He wouldn't mind.
Did your mother ever visit you at Harvard without a mink coat?
Many times.
I guess it didn't matter who your mother was in those days.
No. Standards were much lower. What are we talking about?
About the kind of a mink coat you're going to buy me when I visit Eb in college.
If Eb goes to college, you're not going to get a mink coat.
How about a mink stole?
No.
Earmuffs?
No.
Finger warmer?
Nothing.
I hope Eb appreciates the sacrifice I made to send him to college.
You don't even know if he wants to go to college.
Send me to college.
Oh! Watch what you're doing.
You want me to kiss it, Mr. Douglas?
No, let it alone.
I'm sorry. It's just that I got so excited. Do you really mean it?
Yeah, we've been thinking about
Gosh,
it.
Gosh, nobody's ever done anything like this for me.
Well, Eb, I...
Nobody.
You see, Eb...
Nobody. I repeat, nobody has ever done anything like this for me before.
Yeah, I think I can understand why.
I'll pay you back, Mr. Douglas.
No, you don't have to.
Every penny.
Nope.
I insist.
But...
Just keep accurate records. Not like the ones you keep for the income tax department.
Did my husband tell you?
Yes, he did. And I want to thank you for what you're doing.
No.
Like I was telling Mr. Douglas.
It's nothing.
Nobody has ever done anything like this for me before.
We thought you deserved it.
Nobody. Nobody.
Well, we are very glad to do it. We never had a boy to send to college before.
I'll make you proud of me, Mom. You too, Dad.
Eb, we're just sending you to college. We're not adopting you.
Why don't we?
Yes, why don't we? If I'm your son, then I won't have to pay you back for sending me.
You told him to pay us back?
He suggested himself.
Oh, well, Ab, you don't have to pay us back.
Thanks. Now, my next question is, how do I get to Harvard?
Well, Harvard?
If it was good enough for you, it's good enough for him.
Lisa, he's not going to Harvard.
If he's not going to Harvard, he's not going to college.
Miss Douglas, I don't care where I go.
You stay out of this. This is between your father and me.
I'm not his father.
You sure know how to hurt a guy.
No, I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. I mean, surely there must be some local college around here where you can study veterinary medicine.
I guess there is. Why don't you ask Mr. Kimball?
Oh, Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Douglas, come in.
Thank you. Don't let me interrupt you.
No. I'm all finished. Care for a cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
I always make coffee in a test tube. More scientific. Well, it's not scientific. It's, how about some scientific tea?
No.
Scientific hot chocolate?
Nothing.
Say, it's the first time you've ever been up to my office.
Uh-huh.
Let me show you around. That's a lab table.
Oh,
that's a desk. And that's a cabbage. Hey, you can tell it's a cabbage.
I know how to tell it's a cabbage.
Hey, you're really learning that farming game.
Mr. Kimball, I came up here to find out about a college where you could learn to be a veterinarian.
Mr. Douglas, just because you recognize a cabbage doesn't mean you're qualified to be a vet.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Eb.
Oh, Eb would make a fine vet. He's kind, intelligent, and... Eb who?
The boy who works for me.
Oh, he'd make a fine vet, too.
Mr. Kimball, are there any good local colleges?
How about the one I went to?
Are there any others?
Well, there's... Oh, that was a joke, huh? No, I don't think that was a joke.
Mr. Kimball, about the colleges.
Oh! There's a county college at the county seat.
Uh-huh.
It has a fine school of veterinary medicine
and
a good agricultural school. Has one of the finest humus departments in the country.
Humus?
Well, that was my major. I took 4 years of it. Elementary humus, intermediate humus, and advanced humus. I got straight A's in humus.
Say, that's very nice.
Yeah. I would have made Phi Beta Kappa, but I flunked compost, too.
Mr. Kimball, would you recommend county college for Eb?
County college, Yes? You say Eb is going?
I thought you understood that.
Oh, I do. No, I don't. I thought Eb couldn't afford to go.
Well, we're thinking of sending him.
Mr. Douglas, that's a nice thing. No, not nice, unselfish. No, not unselfish, magnanimous. Yes, that's a word, magnanimous. That is a word, I didn't make it up.
I didn't think you did. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, if Eb decides to go to college, tell him I'll be very happy to help him with his humus homework.
Well, that's very magnanimous of you.
I wish he'd use his own words.
County College.
Yeah, that's right, Em. Kimball says it's a good school.
Then it's all settled. What about his clothes for college?
What's wrong with these?
Oh, no, you'll need a suit.
Darling, should we send him to New York to your tailor, or should we fly your tailor here?
Lisa, Eb doesn't need a tailor-made suit.
Yeah, I can buy a fancy suit in Pixley with a vest and two pair of pants.
How much?
$8.95.
$8.95?
That's too much. I can go to one of the cheaper stores. You know, the kind that don't have the NRA eagle on the window.
And while you're there, I've got some socks, shoes, shirt, and a mink coat.
Lisa, Eb, get whatever you need. Mr. Haney, what?
What? Mr. Douglas, I wonder if you can help me. Do you happen to have any raccoon coat rejuvenator?
Any what?
I hate to send a boy off to college in an unrejuvenated raccoon coat.
What boy?
A young fella over at Crabwell Corners. His father ordered him this complete college kit. Stutz Bearcat, raccoon coat, ukulele, Ike ukulele, and this genuine Elliot Ness hip flask filled with non-alcoholic dandelion wine.
Oh, that lucky, lucky boy.
I'm just delivering it to him. Oh, excuse me, the telephone.
I didn't hear a phone ring.
Well, these mobile units all come with supersonic rings heard only by the subscriber. Hello, Haney here. What? Oh, well, all right. How do you like that? Feller just canceled out his order for this complete college kit.
And now you're stuck with it.
Yeah, I guess I am. Unless I can find somebody that's sending a boy to college.
Mr. Haney, I gotta give you credit. I knew you were gonna get around to me, but I couldn't figure out how.
Are you sending a boy to college?
I am?
I'm probably too late. A generous man like you, he must have already bought him his college kit.
No, I haven't.
Then this is my lucky day.
No, it isn't.
Mr. Douglas, are you going to send a boy to college without a Stutz Bearcat and a raccoon coat?
I'm afraid I am.
At least he ought to have this official instruction book for singing like Betty Boop.
Betty
Boop, boop, be doop, boop.
No.
How about an autographed picture of Gilda Gray for his gym locker?
I've bought him everything he needs.
Of course, you got him a genuine Rudy Valley Stein with the words to the main Stein song etched on the bottom.
No.
Mr. Douglas, you're sending this boy to college without any stadia symbol.
He'll just have to suffer.
Well, I'm not gonna let him. Least I can give him this free of charge.
What's that?
15 yards of catgut for restringing his tennis racket.
He doesn't have a tennis racket.
He doesn't have a tennis racket? How would you like to buy this genuine Bill Tilden smasher?
Mr. Haney, how would you like me to dent your hip flask?
Hey, Mr. Douglas.
Something smells good. What are you cooking?
Pizza inside.
Oh, you still had some scrapings left, huh?
Well, I didn't want to waste any.
Oh, that wouldn't have bothered me. Where's Ev?
Inside, packing for college.
Oh.
He's leaving in the morning.
Yeah.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Well, I am.
Why?
Well, I think he expects it.
Oh, Lisa.
I think you ought to cry, too.
Believe me, it is not necessary.
Well, at least blow your nose a few times, just so that he knows that you're missing.
If I have a handkerchief.
Mr. Douglas? Miss Douglas? Are you ready?
For what?
I've got my new suit on.
Oh, come in.
Close your eyes.
Come on in.
How do you like
I should have closed my eyes.
You look very nice, yeah. Ab.
Never guessed this was store-bought, would you? The salesman said this is what all the fellas wear at Harvard.
Come on, Ab, sit down.
Yes, ma'am. I suppose you want to talk to me.
What about?
Whatever an older man talks to a younger man about in a time like this.
Oh, I've got nothing to say to you except just take care of yourself, you know. Work hard, get good marks.
You don't want to touch on girls, huh?
Yeah.
If you want to know anything about girls, you better talk to me. Hmm. I used to be one.
What about them?
Now, the most important thing to remember is never let a girl kiss you goodnight on your first date.
Oh, that'll give you a real bad reputation. Eb, all you have to remember is that there are all kinds of girls. Some are, others are, you finished packing?
Yes, sir. What about the others?
Eb, if you got any problems, discuss them with your counselor.
Gosh, Mr. Douglas, I always knew there were facts of life, but this is the first time anybody ever explained them to me.
Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity.
You sure must have had a lot of experience with women.
You did?
He said it, I didn't.
Well, you must have had quite a reputation if you heard it all the way out to here.
He didn't hear anything. He just made a statement. Eb, why do you
say? You said I was the only woman you ever knew.
Well, you were.
I was?
Yes.
All the other women didn't mean anything?
No.
Then there were other women.
Yes, there were. My mother, my sister, my aunt.
Relatives don't count.
Oh, for the love of Pete, honey.
Anybody interested in the fact that I'm leaving tomorrow?
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. Yes, yes.
I sure am going to miss you folks.
Well, we're going to miss you.
Yes, we are.
I'll write to you.
Oh, that will be very nice.
Will you write to me?
Yes.
What about?
Why don't you go finish packing?
Yes, sir. Mr. Douglas, Miss Douglas, I just want you to know that nobody, but absolutely nobody...
Finish packing! Yes,
what time is it?
A little after three.
I miss him.
Who?
Ab. He left this morning for college 8 hours ago.
10.
You counting?
Well...
You miss him, too.
It's kind of lonely around here.
Why don't we go off to college and visit him?
It's his first day.
Well, when are we going to see him?
Turn around. Hello, folks. I'm home from college.
Just got there this morning.
I know. Boy, that's a tough school. I flunked one question on the entrance exam and they threw me out.
One question? What was it?
What high school did you graduate from?
You mean you didn't finish?
No, sir.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why didn't you say something?
I didn't think it was important.
Well, of course it's important. How do you expect to go?
I guess I'll have to give back the suit.
Oh, no. Keep it.
And the socks and the shirts?
They're yours.
And the Stutz Bearcat?
What Stutz Bearcat?
What is a Stutz Bearcat?
It's an automobile.
You bought Ab an automobile and you didn't buy me a mink coat.
No, I didn't buy him an automobile.
Why, you didn't buy me a mink coat either.
Gosh, it's good to be home watching Mom and Dad fight.
Will you change your clothes and get back to work?
Yes.
Poor boy. Thrown out of college just because he didn't graduate from high school. Oliver, tell me, where did we fail?
Where did we... Well, it's not our fault.
Well, it's always the parents' fault. Your mother told me that. She took the blame for the way you turned out.
What's the matter with the way I turned out?
Well, you always put your arms around girls, kissing them.
Now, you're the only girl I ever do that to.
Well, as long as I am here, go ahead, be a big failure. different waist presentation, darling.
Thank you.